you have to cut things off. It's not that you have to like not never see them again, but if you are really forging forward into a new arena, mm-hmm. you're changing everything about your life. And it does not feel good in the beginning. It feels mm-hmm. terrible.
Yeah. To change sometimes your whole world upside down.
Good things have to end in order to welcome the great.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to Questionably Awesome, Evan.
Woo!
Tell me about this show.
Red leather. Sorry, I can't stop saying that.
She is warming up her vocal cords and mouth muscles.
Everyone,
and how do we do that?
It. You say red leather.
Fast.
Try it. I think you're supposed to say yellow leather too. Red leather, yellow leather.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Red, yellow.
It's a good exercise.
Yeah, winning already. Red leather, yellow leather. Red, yellow, leather.
That's all this podcast is.
Go ahead, try it in your car. Try it on your run. Get a little giggle.
You know
you will.
Let's
have some fun. Boom.
Oh,
new beginnings.
Oh, you just did a little rhyme.
Sure did. So, Evans, you've been married for how many days?
Almost 2 weeks.
What do you think?
I think it's freaking awesome.
Did you guys keep the top of your cake?
Oh yeah, I think my mom has it in the freezer.
It's the weirdest tradition ever because you forget about it and on year five, you're like, nobody wants to eat this cake.
Yeah, what is that?
It's so bizarre.
It's frozen grody cake.
I'm like, does anybody have any green bean casserole from my wedding that I could eat on year five?
Just want to give it a little spoonful.
Did anybody quadruple wrap that in the freezer? Like, it's so crazy. Like, I think we had ours wrapped like professionally by an aunt.
Oh, yeah.
Which means, you know, just your aunt.
That's an aunt thing to do, though.
It totally is.
Aunts love doing stuff like that.
Yeah, they're like, I have wrapped this 27 times. So in year 12, when you want to celebrate,
yeah,
I can chip off some frosting and it'll still be
and
here.
And enjoy.
I'm like, oh my, but I really did have my cake for a really long time.
Did you eat it?
Oh, yeah. I think we would like take it because it was probably one of the best cakes I've ever had in my life.
Oh, that's good.
And it would legit like, you know, after we'd come home from drinking a lot, like the cake would come out. We'd chip off pieces with the chisel.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And you're like, I need this, but it's not that good.
Yeah.
When it's frozen.
Yeah, no, not really. So you have yours.
Yeah, we have. I think my mom has it, supposedly.
And so what's going to happen with it?
I guess on your first year, I don't know, on our anniversary, maybe we'll crack that bad boy open.
I really see your mom getting super drunk one night and like accidentally eating all your cake.
I could see that
too. And having to get one remade, like a duplicate.
Yeah.
And you're like, "What? This? Why does this look a little different?
Yeah, why is it fresh?"
And she's like, well, because sometimes when you freeze it, it looks, you know, it changes just like your marriage.
Oh, like a life lesson in a cake. A cake.
Your mom's like, never mind. Eat it. Turn off the lights.
Get out of my house.
You're not my daughter. Hey, how's your mom?
Oh, she's good, I think. Yeah. Last time I talked to her, she seems good.
She shopping for anything slinky?
Yeah. She's just going lingerie shopping today. Black Friday lingerie shopping.
That's what a lot of moms do, I hear.
A lot of moms love getting those slinky. Does anyone really wear lingerie?
I think
we've talked about this before.
You know, this is a challenging topic for me because I think they do. Like, I go into Victoria's Secret and I'll buy really like nice, you know, bra and underwear. Like, I can totally be like, oh, gonna be sexy right here.
Matching set.
Absolutely. And even then I'm like, but that looks uncomfortable. So we're going to go with this cotton one instead.
Yeah, go with the cotton full coverage.
But I see couples in there buying lots of string and lace. And I'm like, so who's going
to
wear that?
Right. More power to them as well.
Are you just going to tie each other's wrists up with that? That's about all there is room for right there.
Seriously. And those are some tiny little garments they put you in.
For a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, more power to you. I'm going to start. I am going to start like, we should just get like some thread or yarn.
Yeah.
Put some diamonds on it.
And
tie it in a certain type of way. Put it on a hanger and be like, have fun with this.
Sell it on Etsy.
Lingerie. Grandma lingerie. Yarn.
Yeah.
With diamonds.
Sexy grandma lingerie. That's what I want.
There's a market for it.
Yeah.
I don't know where, but we're going to find it.
Comfortable and bedazzled.
So today's Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's raining in Los Angeles. Yes. So weird. Rained all night long. Really praying that it stays on the positive note because we've had some fires.
Yeah. I've actually been enjoying this rain. I'm not going to lie.
No, it's amazing. I loved it. We opened our window. Did you do that?
Oh yeah. Cause you can hear the little pitter patter. Oh,
so amazing.
It's like a little song.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to for Thanksgiving today? And you guys, sorry that this is past Thanksgiving right now, but just enjoy it. We can reflect back to your Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You can think about your Thanksgiving. I'm really excited to have my first Thanksgiving with my husband. And
oh my God.
Isn't that cool?
That's so cool.
So cool. And I get to spend it with you guys.
Yeah, I am so excited.
So fun.
This is I think that we've had another Friendsgiving, but I'm not sure. But nobody's parents are out here because they weren't able to come this year. Mm-hmm. But it's a Friendsgiving. And I'm actually pretty pumped for it. I think it's going to be so much fun because we just have a ton of our favorite people.
It's going to be really fun.
So you guys, we are just going to throw down some... You're making stuffing.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about this recipe.
Actually, Adam found it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Where did he find it? The interweb?
Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And he really is proud of it because it's like a... I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how it's going to turn out, but we'll make the most of it. And we'll just go down the grocery store and pray that it's open if it doesn't work out.
I am going to put on my best smile while eating that stuffing. Yeah. I'm going to be like, this is amazing.
This is so good.
What's in here?
Not.
Chocolate? Great job.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Oh my. Do you have a quote?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
A review of the week?
A review of the week. This is from Gabs2595.
Cute, Gabs.
Gabs.
That's such a cute name. I feel like you're such a girl's girl that everybody would like if your name is Gabs. Like,
yeah.
Is Gabs coming?
Is Gabs coming?
Oh my God. She better come. Call her.
Gabs will know what to do.
Yeah, Gabs will know. Let's call her.
Gabs definitely knows how to French braid.
She totally does.
Yeah.
And she always brings the rosé.
Yes.
Oh, I love her.
Gabs, you're awesome.
Don't you wish we had one to call right now?
Yeah.
All right.
This is what Gabs writes. My Daily Brew is the title.
My Daily Brew?
My Daily Brew.
Whoa.
Already really good. I have to admit, Lori's podcast has transformed my life one podcast at a time. I just wanted to say thank you for reminding me that I can unapologetically be myself day in and day out. I look forward to each Monday and Wednesday and Thursday. Her talks, guest, and co-host Evans have become part of my morning routine. Again, I would extremely recommend this to anyone. Smiley face.
Oh, wow.
Gabs.
Gabs is a new girl pal.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about that one.
That was really nice.
So we're a part of her morning right now.
That's really cool to be a part of someone's morning.
How does that feel?
Feels really lucky.
It is quite weird and awesome. Like, to know whenever we see the stories or whenever I see the stories or whatever, because sometimes you're tagged or sometimes you're not because they can't figure out how to tag you.
Because they don't know where I am.
But you're in their ears, so it's confusing.
It's weird.
But I'm like, oh my God, I love watching where everybody is and knowing that they're just hanging out with us and drinking coffee and walking their dog and on the treadmill
going
and at home and laughing out loud. As weird as we can make the moment that you're listening to this podcast in front of other people, that would be our preference.
Yeah, so that's the goal.
Maybe we need to come locked and loaded with a joke, like jokes as well.
Yeah.
Do you know any offhand? I'm terrible with jokes.
Oh no, I'm really bad at this. My dad's good, but I'm bad.
I either know jokes that I can't tell because they're just inappropriate from inappropriate people in my life.
Same.
And so that's not going to work. Do you guys have a quote?
Oh yeah.
Preferably one that's appropriate.
This is appropriate.
Just kidding. Inappropriateness is welcome.
I hope this is appropriate. This is from Sister Joan Chisler. I've heard her on Oprah's podcast before.
Sister I like Joan. It. Sister Joan, let's hear it.
Here we go. It's time to begin to live life fuller rather than faster.
I like that. What does that translate into for you?
Well, I feel like since I got back from our wedding, I have not stopped. And you just have to take a minute and be like, whoa, am I, is this really working? Just rushing around from task to task?
No,
it's not.
So what are you doing that's like rushing that you like, feel like you could slow down on? I need some tips.
Oh God, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Just being more like George. And when he wakes up in the morning, he doesn't immediately rush to go get things done. He's like, I'm going to get a stretch in. I'm going to walk casually to go take my time to go tee-tee.
George is her dog.
George. Oh yeah. He's not a human. They're like, who's this guy living with them?
George is our other friend.
But just not like immediately opening your phone and being like, what do I have to get done today?
Oh yeah.
That's the worst thing you can do.
No, I've grabbed my phone twice this week, which is so odd for me to open my phone in the morning and like start looking at messages. And I'm like, what am I doing? I think it's a little bit because I'm out of routine this week because of the holiday. But yeah, it doesn't feel good. You think it feels good. And then you get up to go start your day and you feel a little off.
Yeah. It's messy.
Yeah. It doesn't give you a good solid foundation to start on. And you're already like, it's not good for me to go down the rabbit hole of already looking at, you know, I follow a lot of, I love like fashion and all of those different things, but that's not great in the morning to be looking at, you know,
no
stunning Instagrammers.
Right. And you're just like rolling out of bed and you're like, I don't look like that.
Yeah, well, no.
Of course you don't. Cause you just woke up and it's fine.
Yeah. I should just like put out some prayer cards or something.
Yeah.
What are prayer cards?
I don't know, but I think
it sounds great. Doesn't
those,
it?
Those are nice. Those little cards that have a happy message.
Which by the way, here's what I'm thinking of doing today. And it's fine. Cause the cat's out of the bag.
What?
Because it's now 4 days later. I want to put like a question on each person's spot that they answer for just like 20 seconds.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because we usually go around and say what you're grateful for, but I feel like you can do really canned answers for that.
Yeah.
Like I'm grateful for my
mom.
Cat and, socks.
Yeah. Ooh, cat socks.
Yeah. Do you want some?
Yeah.
I don't have them yet. I'm going to have to go find some this morning.
Cat socks.
So what do you think?
I mean, like that.
It's not like you would tell me you didn't like it.
I'm going to have to answer a question.
Do you have any suggestions on something we could do to make this really rock solid?
I like your question of asking what people are excited about.
Okay. Ooh, that could be one of them.
Because that starts off just all kinds of different things.
I have to come up with 16, so.
Oh, shoot.
But I like that.
This is going to take
a while. So this is what we're doing. Like 30, I thought of a game I'm going to create. I can't tell you on here.
Okay, don't tell
Because maybe someday I'll create it.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'll tell you next.
Okay.
After this. Okay, my quote. This is from Paulo Coelho. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, I think that's how you say it.
Paulo Coelho. No idea. I'm pretty sure I might be saying it wrong. I should know that because he's amazing. New beginnings are often disguised as painful endings.
What? Oh,
isn't that so good?
Yeah.
I can literally think back to a timeline of my life where I experienced the most massive pain. And without it, I would not have come up with the most brilliant thing, the brilliant next chapters of my life.
Yeah.
Ending my career in fitness. Like I wasn't done. It's not like I was doing bad. It's not like I didn't love it. I just knew that it wasn't lighting me up in the same way that it used to.
Yeah.
And that meant that I had to change like from seeing hundreds of these different people I used to compete with every year for 6 years to being like, wow, this journey and these people I spent all of this time with is now even right down to my gym when I was switching businesses. It was like,
you
have to cut things off. It's not that you have to like not never see them again, but if you are really forging forward into a new arena, you're changing everything about your life. And it does not feel good in the beginning. It feels terrible.
Yeah. To change your whole world upside down.
Good things have to end in order to welcome the great.
It's a lot more comfortable to sit and watch TV.
Yeah. Until all of a sudden you're like, you have a couch sore.
Yeah.
On your right butt cheek and your tailbone hurts and your low back is starting to knot up.
Yep.
And you are super bloated from eating everything chips. In your kitchen.
Yep.
And you just start crying because you feel like such an isolated.
Feel disgusting.
Lame-o.
And it's okay because everyone has been there.
And it started out as being comfortable on the couch.
Yep.
Watching Friends. And this is your seventh time through the entire series. And you're now in serious pain. That's what happens.
I know.
Don't make a good thing bad. Cut it off. Go up and do some sprints. Ooh, awful.
Sprint straight from chips to sprints. That's your life.
Well, if you want to change your life, that's what it's going to feel like. Yeah. You're going to be like, this is the worst experience of my life. You want me to do sprints after sitting for 7 weeks?
Yeah.
That's what we want you to do. But stretch first. You know?
It's not rocket science.
It's not. You got a question?
Oh, yeah. This is from Meg_McBell.
Cute.
Meg, she wants to know, how do you find your passion and how do you know where to take it from there?
I think this question can't be answered enough because this is everybody's question. It's just how I feel. We may have answered it 5,000 times on here, but you lift up every basket in your home and you say, are you under there? Passion, are you there? Come in, passion.
And that's it.
And then you grab it. Yep. It's like a cat.
It's like a little kitty cat.
And you got to grab it and tackle it, put a collar on it, and then walk it.
But why doesn't it come under? Why doesn't it appear under the baskets when you're looking everywhere?
Because passion is challenging. Because passion takes work and people don't want to hear that.
Yeah, that's true. What'd you say last time about it being like a job?
It's a job. Yeah. It is a full-time job to find your passion and it's not going to feel fun at all. Like, name something that sounds super fun to you right now.
Ooh, going on a hike.
All right. What if you had to go on a hike every single day and then create a team of hiking people because you're going to turn hiking into a business and monetize it?
Yeah, that sounds like too much work because I just want to walk out. I just want to go when I
want to
go.
I just want it to feel nice.
Yeah, I just want to go when I want to go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You're going to have to put some work in there.
You know what? Sometimes if I'm mean on here, it's because it's before 8 a.m. All right? I'm a totally different person after 8 a.m.
And your mug even says joy.
It does. So I'm turning it around.
Yeah.
Because your passion is not always going to be joyful.
So what you're telling me is, if I'm understanding this right, is if I want to find my passion, it's not just going to appear. I'm going to have to start following things that I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. And trying them out and putting some work behind them.
Yeah. And here's the problem is people, the second they start putting work in, they go, this isn't fun anymore. So they quit and they go on to the next thing. And then what happens is they become passion jumpers. And which means you're never going to fully experience the gift from that thing if you don't commit to it.
Yeah.
I talk about this all the time because I swear to you, I have done so many things that I'm like, that's going to be so much fun. Like learning guitar. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie. I have taken a hiatus on it right now and I'm picking it back up.
Okay.
Soon.
Yeah.
Because it just got so challenging that it was not fun. Mm-hmm. And I, believe me, it was not fun for a while, but I still learned the songs that I wanted to learn.
Yep.
And while I was starting some other new things, it just was so, it got so hard that I was like, this is not actually adding to my life right now.
Yeah.
But I am going to pick it up after January.
Good for you.
You know what else though? I'm going to just be super honest.
What?
I wanted to have long nails through the holidays.
And how's that working out?
I mean, I feel a little guilty.
That's why you couldn't play guitar?
Yeah. I have beautiful.
Gotcha. I'm like, oh, good for you.
You're like, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. So when you play guitar, you have to have nubs.
Oh, you do.
You have to cut them shorter than the shortest nail. Like I have to cut them to where it's almost like a little bit painful because I have to play with at the tops of my fingers and your nails can't touch. So part of me is like, I'm really enjoying my long nails. And then come January, I'm going to cut these babies right off.
Going to go back to nubs.
And I'm going to pick that banjo right back up. It's not a banjo. It's a guitar.
You should do the banjo next.
I'm going to pass. But thanks.
You're welcome.
So yeah, practice, hang in there, stay mm-hmm. with it. Give it a good 6 month shake.
Yeah.
Actually, I think, 6 months.
Six months is a great, it's like health insurance. Well, health insurance is 3 months, but you know what I mean.
I totally don't know.
Like
what
a trial.
Mean.
You know, when you first start a corporate job and they're like, 90 days, you'll get insurance.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's, give it 90 days.
Yeah, we do. Months. Honestly, we do everything 90 days here with everybody that we even hire. Everything that we do, it's a 90-day like trial and interview because you don't know anything about a person until 90 days later.
And then day 91, they can really surprise you.
91, I'm like, who is this?
Who is this person?
Oh, and then I reveal myself to them as well. And they're like, oh no.
Yeah.
And everybody leaves.
It's a good system.
Yeah. Question?
Do you want, okay, this is a question about balance.
Great.
At Addie Michaela asks,
how does everyone have a cute name? Where was my mom?
Michaela, Addie
did my
Michaela.
Mom have my, her head in a basket?
I don't know.
Baskets are the theme today.
She was looking for passion underneath baskets.
She was. And they're like, lady, while you're searching for that, what do you want to name your daughter? And she's like, Lori. And they're like, Lori, great.
Lori, okay. Because that's how moms sound to us.
It's like the Charlie Brown mom. Lori, awesome. Got it.
Nailed it. Okay, Addie Michaela asks, how do you know when you start to lose your sense of balance in life and how do you correct it?
Oh man, well, you normally fall.
You normally are down on the ground.
You have rollerblades on and you skin your knees. But for real, how do you know when you have lost your sense of balance and how do you correct it? Hmm. This is, here's the thing about balance. Like, so you're never ever balanced, ever.
Right.
And don't strive for balance at all. Like strive for a fulfilling day because balance is an impossible thing to get, especially if you're in the process of trying to find your passion because often, or launching your business or launching anything new or starting a new job.
Yep.
There is so much chaos in the beginning of good things that if I was like, oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to find my balance, except I just started these new things that were really lacking in my life. And I used to have this downtime or I wanted this downtime, but now I'm going to dance class or I'm starting this, you know, I'm taking these other classes for my business. Like that's not going to feel like balance.
Right.
So something that I try to do every single day is I look at my day and I look at a spot where I'm going to have some time to myself. Mm-hmm. And if I don't have that week or the next week or the next week after that, I start looking at the calendar where I can block it off and like have very fierce boundaries. And you actually have to put it in your calendar. What I'm going to start putting in my calendar even more, because I had this moment yesterday where I'm like, I'm so excited about my day.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I excited about today rather than other days? Mm-hmm. And I was like, because I have some space. I have like 2 hours here where there's like nothing.
That's nice.
And I thought, why can't I try to start getting that like once a week by blocking that off, or 4 hours or an afternoon?
Yep.
Like have everything done by two and have the rest of the afternoon off. Or, you know, so maybe some of you who work full time, like take one whole week and don't plan anything in the evening. Don't say yes to friends.
Yeah.
And the way that you answer, here's the thing. People are like, yeah, but that's so hard. It's been so hard clearing a calendar and keeping it clear, but it's been having to say no all of the time, knowing that it's like, it might even sound fun, but I know that when that week comes, I'm going to wish for like a clear week of nothing.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing because, and also giving yourself the freedom to cancel things in a loving way. Like I just canceled something that I actually really wanted to do because I know that for me, like having 10 days of things to do in a row, I'm like, no, I'm going to need that free day.
Awful.
So it was like a really good friend too. And I was like, hey, do you mind if I take a rain check on this? Because this time of year, we are so packed that I just need a recharge day before we start the next week. And I really, really wanted to do this thing with her and her husband. And she was like, totally cool. I love that you ask for what you need. Oh my God.
Oh, that's the best response ever.
That's how you know it's a great friend.
That's a great friend. Because they're like, I don't want to
do stuff with you, but I need to just not do something that day.
Yeah.
So how about you? Balance.
Balance.
How do you reset? You take the second part of the question.
How do you reset?
That's what she asked, right?
Yeah. How do you correct it? How do you correct it when you're out of balance? I think just like you said, like you've got to take a step back and look at what's feeling. So like look at your week and when you look at the week in the past and how was that terrible or good? And what things did you do that made it terrible or made it good? And then repeat those things.
How about you? What is something that you want to take into 2020 to feel more balanced, content, happy?
I think I'm quick. My default setting is to be like, yes, of course, whatever. And I need to be like at work, I can, it's okay to say, hey, I need to leave at this time.
Mm-hmm.
You can still be a good employee and have a life.
You can be a better employee.
Yeah.
We're talking a lot about that with this new company right now. And I was talking to Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
That is my brother-in-law's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Or she was telling Chris about how there's a study about how employees who get like open, uncapped vacation time.
Right.
But they have to ask, like it has to be approved.
Mm-hmm.
But their level of the percentage of how much happier they are,
yeah,
is like through the roof. And they usually end up taking around the same amount of vacation time that they would have taken if,
yeah,
it was, you know, just 2 weeks. Like it, I guess it ends up being around like that 2 to 3 week mark still,
mm-hmm,
even though they're given the flexibility of unlimited vacation, approved vacation.
That's nice.
Which I totally get it. Like giving people the options and like, you know, making sure that employees are and people in your life are communicating in a really open way. Like we are now doing, you guys, I don't know if I talked about this recently. I talked about this on the Mastermind Zoom call for Fast Foundations, but mm-hmm, I was talking about how everybody should go watch the TED Talk Radical Candor.
Oh yeah. I still need to watch that.
You should have everyone at your job watch it. Can you do that?
Yes.
You should literally be like, hey guys, let's try to watch this week and have a quick conversation about it.
I can completely do that.
It's 20 minutes,
mm-hmm,
and it's like game changing for the workplace, especially if you have a company that doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
That is a problem.
Houston, we have a problem. You need to
communicate.
It's number one. Oh my God. So that's the other thing is for millennials, I was reading that the biggest thing for them is that they want to be able to feel like they can be themselves, mm-hmm, and communicate. Mm-hmm. And if not, it's like the curse of death.
Yeah.
So anybody out there hiring, that has to be created. That's just not like, oh, I communicate, I let people communicate. No, that actually has to be a conversation on how to communicate when you're creating areas to communicate, just like relationships. Like
right,
you have to go on walks and be like, hey, this is our time that anything that we need to unload from the week or anything right that we're upset about has to come up and out.
Amen.
Purging, purge it.
Purge it out.
It's the same reason you have to go get extractions on your face for facials.
Oh, I love the feeling of that.
I don't know if I love the feeling. I love the outcome.
Me too.
Sometimes when like that, the spots around my noses.
Oh, it hurts so
are
bad.
Are getting scraped. I'm like, what are you doing? Do you hate me?
It hurts so bad. And I don't understand how it gets so clogged around there.
I don't know, but it's like, it's very, I do think it's vital. And I probably only do it once every 3 years.
It is so good to get a facial.
We should go get facials together.
We really should.
We should make ourselves go get facials.
It is such a treat.
What a treat that would be.
It is such a freaking
Do
treat.
You know what? There's what? All these spots now on the street that just specialize in facials.
I will go. I love a facial.
We should go and do that.
Yeah. I've gotten 3 now in my life and I am going to get more. It's going to be, I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten a facial, it's so luxurious. They massage your shoulder. People don't know that. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's the best. So I once got the best facial of my life in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And this girl, I don't know where or what she, like how she learned how to do whatever she was doing on the back of my neck and on my eyebrows and around my cheeks. And
so
I was
nice.
Like, will you marry me?
Yes.
I was like, look, I'm in a committed relationship. I never thought that I would ever, ever say this, but you just have to join my nuptials.
You have to get in here.
I was like, look, you don't even have to talk to him, but you do have to give me facials.
Yes.
So
it's
we're
so,
fine.
That's a good challenge for everyone. You should do something to treat yourself.
Oh my God. It is the best. And I think that, yeah, this is a great question as we have 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
What do you feel is self-care for you? Like, is it more mental? Is it time? Is it a facial? Because some people are like I used to do all of the self-care in the world. And I realized that until I started talking to myself a lot nicer with way more grace and like yes. a really loving tone, like that is self-care is like when I, for me, mm-hmm. is giving myself way more grace around what I've eaten, what I've said, what I'm doing. Like,
oh yeah. That's just being kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Mine's probably, one of my favorite acts of self-care is taking myself to the movies.
Oh my God, by yourself?
Oh yeah, I love going to the movies. Solo.
I like being alone too.
It's nice. You just gotta do your, I know some people are like, oh, that's so sad. It's like, no, it's not. I love it.
It's great. It's are you kidding me? There's, especially if you're with a lot of people, it's different if you're alone a lot. Then it, you're off time, you're kind of lonely.
Yeah.
So self-care would be to surround yourself with people who nurture you and love you.
Right.
Because I'm with people all the time, to me, that totally feels like self-care. Do you know what one of my favorite things to do is?
What?
Take myself to dinner, sit like at a nice place, mm-hmm. but not too fancy where I have to dress way up.
Yeah.
Sit at the bar, mm-hmm. get a cocktail. Look on my phone, start getting a little light buzz from my cocktail, text all my friends that I love, like text them little messages and like eat delicious food and eat it super slow. Relax. Maybe talk to the person next to me, but not long.
Yeah.
That's too much. Don't invade me.
Right.
Don't.
I love that. Just taking yourself just, it's that little me time.
Let everybody in the place question what you're doing there by yourself.
Yep.
Literally, it's the weirdest. I love it. So when I travel or do different things, like mm-hmm. once I was in Boston and took myself to a super fancy restaurant and sat like at a table outside by myself. It was amazing. In a restaurant full of people.
Good.
And I was so proud of myself. I was like, I'm so content being here right now and just being present.
That's not easy. So I get really nervous when I'm eating by myself and then I'm like, no one cares.
I do at first and then I'm great. Like, then I'm like, I drop right in. All right, Evans, what's your, let's see, let me ask you a good question.
Oh no.
What is something you're going to practice in your mind today to not be self-conscious or care and let go when meeting new people and having fun and not worrying about if your husband says something weird?
Oh yeah. I'm not going to,
he's not going to say something weird. I'm just saying if you're married, you don't have to worry about your spouse. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
He's going
to
say so many weird things and it's going to be great.
Same.
I'm not going to be self-conscious about my career right now.
Oh, I would have never thought that.
Really? Oh, I'm so self-conscious about it. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Hello, everyone.
Oh my God. That is really eye-opening.
Really?
I would have never in a million years thought that.
Oh, I feel like such a crazy person because I don't have my life figured out and I feel like everyone else does.
Oh, wow. I just do not feel
maybe
that
way. Am I alone in this?
No.
No, right? Everyone else feels that way from time to time, hopefully.
No, it's eye-opening to me because I look at you as, it's just I have a totally different perspective of you.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, she is so willing to dive into new things and throw herself into crazy learning experiences. And how cool to be a part of such an awesome startup and to be able to like go in and own the job that she's doing. Yeah, that's not weird to me at all.
Way to shift my perspective.
Huh. No, that was really eye-opening.
Thank you.
Yeah, because so many people are literally like dying to have Thanksgiving with you.
I am dying to have Thanksgiving with them. Seriously.
Wow.
This is going to be a great day.
I love that. Well, thank you for being so honest.
You're welcome.
I think today—
What about you?
You know, I have curated people who I know do not carry any judgment.
Good.
Literally. There is not one person who is coming that it's funny because I put that folding, this is so shallow, but I'm just being honest. I have this beautiful dining room and a beautiful dining room table. And yes. I take a lot of pride when I get to entertain in creating a beautiful space. Mm-hmm. Well, because we have so many people, I had to get this nasty folding table with these ugly folding chairs. I could have probably gotten something nicer that I'm like, oh no, who has to sit at the folding table? Even though I've tried to make it look as nice as possible.
Yeah.
So I'm actually, and that's a really, I can't believe I'm saying it out loud, but it's an actual like, I wanted to like really make it luxurious for everybody coming.
Yeah, you can put me at the folding table and Adam. We don't care.
There's kids coming.
We don't
care. They'll love it.
Yeah, the kids get the folding. Yeah, but no one cares.
It's like almost if you're a kid, they literally expect the folding table.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't want the nice stuff. We want to put our Legos on here.
They can color.
So they can, yeah, they can do whatever they want on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I'm sharing.
I think that's great. And I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Can I hear your best gobble as we leave? All right, everyone. That was it.
That's the December turkey for them.
It sure is. And guess what?
What?
Next week is my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys are going to be hearing this right before the big day.
This is exciting.
39, not 40.
That's my favorite number, actually.
39?
39.
Why?
It's just always been a good number for me. I'm telling you, 39 is going to be freaking amazing.
Maybe that's our Kathy Lee and Hoda year.
Yes.
I am not kidding you, and I'm just going to leave it right here at the almost 35 minute mark.
Yeah.
I am, maybe we go till 39, just kidding. I'm just going to say, I am keeping that in the sphere of the universe as something that is a huge possibility that we are going to turn up the nodule on this.
Turn up the nodule. You heard it here first, folks.
We're turning up the nodule.
Get out there and turn up your nodules.
Don't remove the nodule. Turn it up.
Turn up.
Till next time.
Turn up the nodule.
Turn up the nodule. Goodbye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.